Tom King back here at the Everest Fieldhouse as both teams have returned to the court. We'll get set for the second half here. Everest leading 29-22. Lumberjacks got off to a quick start, but the Evergreens were able to take the lead about halfway through the first half. Lumberjacks cut it back to one at one point, but then the Evergreens were able to get a couple of stops, a couple of turnovers, hit some baskets, and they lead it here by 7, 29-22. So it'll be the starting fives back out there to begin the second half, and Everest is going to have the basketball. It'll be Paige Zarnick who will inbound it here for the Evergreens. And she gets it in to Kira Hammond. Everest with it outside the arc. Paige Zarnick, left wing. Hammond putting it on the floor now, driving. The double team comes on Zarnick. She passes it back outside. They'll reset. Kira Hammond with it. Left wing. Zarnick. There's a travel. She got away with one there. 11. Kira Hammond, left wing. Top of the key to Zarnick. Zarnick back to Hammond. She's going to launch a three. Left it short. No good. Bratz with the rebound. East back the other way. Bratz ahead. Maddie Krieger catch and shoot three. Left it short. Everest with the rebound. Krieger 0 for 3 from distance tonight. She does have one basket. Everest back the other way. Left wing to Zarnick. Now into the hands of Studeman. Studeman's been the difference for Everest tonight. She's got 11 points. And she got a bunch of those driving to the basket. Skip pass, dangerous skip pass cross court. Zarnick launches a three, short, no good. Bratz with another rebound. Gabby Bratz, front court, gives it to Abby Thompson, right wing to Krieger. Trying to post up Kronberger, it's not there. They pass it outside to Bollinger. Bollinger back to Thompson. She's going to launch a rainbow three from the right wing and hit it. Abby Thompson for three. She's got 7 points, 29-25, Evergreens. Lumberjacks are going to set up a half-court trap. Everest breaks it easily. They get it front court. Oh, they had a player underneath, didn't get her the ball. Here's another step-back three. Too long, no good. Rebound kept alive by Kronberger. Bratz grabs it. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Evergreens. Or last touched by East. Everest will have it. Everest has started the second half here 0 for 3 from three-point range. But they have the basketball here with a four-point lead. They get it to the wing. Dribbling it out on top. Zarnick. Now into the hands of McKenna Hammond. At the elbow. Getting rid of it is Kira Hammond. Outside, here's a drive down the lane. Throw up a runner in the paint. Up and in for Kira Hammond. 31-25. Bollinger trapped in the back court. Needs some help. Throws it off the leg of the Evergreen player out of bounds. And East will keep it. I don't know why so often a player will take that ball and dribble to the corner where it's very easy to trap the ball. They get it into Kronberger. She breaks the pressure. Thompson hurries it ahead. One player to beat. Throws up a shot. No, but a foul, and she'll go to the line. And they're going to get McKenna Hammond on the foul. So they broke the pressure that time and got it to Thompson. She took it to the basket, drew the foul, and will shoot two here. First free throw for Abby Thompson is up and in. 31-26. Our game brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. For fresh meat from Wisconsin farms, Country Fresh Meats, your local choice, 29 and J in Weston. Second foul shot coming for Thompson. It's up and in. She got them both. 31-27. Everest breaks the pressure into the front court. They've got a player underneath. Shot put up and in. They broke the pressure and got a layup for Kennedy Stoll. 33-27, and now they create a turnover. And now we get a whistle, and are they going to give Everest a timeout? There they are. The Evergreen player dove for the ball. Probably should have been a traveling call. They got away with one, though, as they give Matt Bullis the timeout before the travel. We'll keep it right here with 15-22 to play. Our game brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life and your smile. Schedule your free consultation. DeVorney Orthodontics in Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill, 715-842-5688. Lumberjacks with 9 turnovers so far. Still to come, the Everest and East boys will square off as the second half of our doubleheader here. And then it'll be hockey, a good matchup for Marathon Park. DC Everest and Wausau West. Chris Conley on the call of that one when we are finished up here. Everest will inbound the ball out of the timeout. Paige Zarnick will inbound it side court. Gets it into Kira Hammond. Into the hands of McKenna Hammond. Now passes in the paint to Zarnick. Make that Studeman. She's going to turn, shoot, left it short. Kronberger with the rebound. And Gabby Bratz passes ahead to Lily Messman, who's in the game. Messman back to Bratz. Bollinger has it. Left side free throw line extended. Bollinger back outside to Abby Thompson. Thompson dribbles right wing. Bounce pass in the corner to Messman. Good move on the baseline to Kronberger in the paint. Shoots. Rolled off the rim. No good. Oh, they got what they wanted there. And Kronberger couldn't hit it. Back the other way come the Evergreens. Zarnick with it. Now to the wing. Three ball launched and in for Kira Hammond. She's got 7 points. 36-27 as Everest rebuilding the lead. Bratz quickly ahead to Thompson. Thompson's going to go baseline and now a foul. And let's see, they give that foul to Paige Zarnick, her first. East will inbound it here. Thompson looks to get it in. Outside to Messman. Goes baseline, tried a shot, no, but a foul. And Lily Messman's going to go to the free throw line here. That foul's going to be called on Zarnick. She picked up two quick ones. And Lily Messman at the line to shoot two here. First one short off the front of the rim, no good. Second foul shot for Messman is up and in. She got one of two. 36-28, Everest by eight. Evergreens break pressure. Now Studeman lost the handle on it, knocked away. Kronberger comes away with it. She gets it quickly ahead to Thompson. Thompson slows it down back outside to Messman. Messman wants to go baseline. Now she'll back it out. Thompson's going to launch another rainbow three. Too hard, no good. Bollinger with the rebound. Gives it back to Messman. Her shot blocked, and then Kronberger's going to get an over-the-back call. Battling for the rebound. Non-shooting foul. Everest will inbound it. First foul on Kronberger. Hannah Studeman gives it off in the backcourt to Hammond. Kira Hammond will bring it up. The trap set up by the Lumberjacks. Everest breaks it. Front court, Studeman's going to drive and got tied up. Jump ball call. Todd Kronberger tied up Studeman, and East will have it on the possession arrow. Bratz will inbound it. Everest with full court pressure. They get it into Thompson, right back to Bratz. Double team comes. She needs help. Gets rid of it to Messman. Now to Thompson. Thompson's going to hurry it ahead. Bounce pass to Kronberger. Yes, and a foul. Good job breaking the pressure that time by the Lumberjacks. They got Kit Kronberger a layup, and she drew the foul, and she'll get an and one, and that's going to be the third quick foul on Paige Zarnick. So Kronberger at the line. She's got 4 points on the night. Left-handed shooter. Free throw is up and in. 36-31. Lumberjacks have cut the deficit to 5. Maddie Krieger back in the game for East. Lily Messman will take a breather. He's setting up the trap. Everest breaks it. Kira Hammond wants to drive. Shoots it over the top of Kronberger. No good. Kronberger pulls away the rebound. Lost the handle on it. Now she runs it down. Gets it ahead to Thompson. Thompson. Pass to the wing to Krieger. Double team comes now. Thompson open for three, launches and hits. Abby Thompson with that rainbow three. And just like that, it's a two-point game, 36-34. Everest looking to break pressure. They do into the front court to Studeman. Passes off to McKenna Hammond. Now right wing, Kira Hammond. They pass it along the perimeter. Studeman gets it back. Now out on top again. Right wing to Zarnik. Studeman into the hands of Zarnik. Evergreen's looking for an opening. Now they kick it back outside. There's a drive, pull-up jumper in the paint, short, and Bratz grabs the rebound on the miss. Back the other way, Maddie Krieger's going to attack and gets fouled. She'll go to the line. That's going to be on Zarnik. She has picked up four fouls in about 2.5 minutes here. And Maddie Krieger is going to go to the line to shoot two here. 12:30 to play in the game, and Maddie Krieger has a chance to tie it here if she can knock down both free throws. Left that one short. Our game brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Second foul shot, that's up and in. Krieger got one of two. And it's a one-point game, 36-35. Timeout on the floor, we'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Everest Girls Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control.
Hmm.
Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Follow the Lumberjacks anywhere. Live, play-by-play, and podcasts at EverythingLumberjacks.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the Everest Fieldhouse. 12:30 to play in this first matchup. The girls, Everest leading 36-35. It'll be Bratz, Thompson, Krieger, Bollinger, and Elsie Ambord in the game now for the Lumberjacks. Everest will send out Emma Piat. Also Riley Zuliger in the game. Kennedy Stoll. Hannah Studeman is still out there. And also Braylon Beiler. Studeman's going to bring it ahead. Studeman gives it off to Beiler. Right wing, they're looking down low, not there. Now they loft it, baseline drive, shot put up, partially blocked by Ambord, and then a tie-up. Bratz tied up, the Evergreen player. Everest will have it on the possession arrow. And Studeman will inbound it. She looks to get it in. Still looking. Now throws it over the top. Knocked away by Bratz out of bounds. It'll be Evergreen basketball. Gabby Bratz knocked that one away. Braylon Beiler will look to inbound it here for the Evergreens. Gets it into Studeman. Studeman will dribble it ahead. Cross-court pass to Kira Hammond. Now it's Studeman again, right wing. She gets it to Beiler. Back to Studeman. And swings it around to the other side. They get it in the left corner, shot put up. That's short, no good. Abby Thompson with the rebound. She wants to hurry it ahead. Pass ahead to Maddie Krieger. Stop, shoots, missed the shot. Everest with the rebound. They got what they wanted in transition that time. Eric Krieger couldn't finish at the basket. Everest with it, front court. Skip pass cross court to Beiler. Now out on top. They loft it down to Beiler. Shot blocked by Bollinger and then a foul. And that is going to go against, let's see, who did they get? It's going to be East basketball. So the foul is on the Evergreens, and that's going to go on Kennedy Stoll. That's her third. And so the Lumberjacks will inbound it here. It's a one-point game. Everest leading 36-35. Bratz inbounds against pressure. Thompson breaks it. Bollinger back to Bratz. She brings it into the front court. Bratz wants to hurry it ahead. Feeds it inside. Catch by Ambord. Missed the layup again. They got what they wanted and couldn't finish at the basket. That's twice in transition. They missed layups. that would have given them the lead. Everest back the other way. Studeman front court. Right wing, three ball launched. Short, no good. The rebound grab by Messman. We're going to get an over-the-back call on Riley Zuliger. That'll be her first. And that is going to be the seventh team foul already on the Evergreens. East is going to be in the bonus here. Just one team foul on the Lumberjacks so far. So Lily Messman will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. Kit Kronberger checks back in for the Lumberjacks for Elsie Ambord. So Lily Messman at the line. She's one of two so far from the stripe tonight. She's got 5 points. First one's up and in, and we're tied. Everest led by as much as nine, back to a 36-36 tie here. Messman will try to give the Lumberjacks the lead. Left it short, and Everest with the rebound. Bringing it ahead, Kira Hammond into the front court. Off to Riley Zuliger. Now Hammond gets it back. Right wing to Beiler. Skip pass to the corner. Riley Zuliger now launches a shot. That's Studeman. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Put back up and in. Beiler got the offensive board on the Studeman miss. Everest has been doing a really good job on the offensive boards here. Now Messman in the back court. Oh, come on. That's going to be a foul on the Evergreens as Messman got double-teamed and got hacked on the arm. And Messman will go back to the line. That foul is going to be called on Zuliger. That's her second. The fouls are starting to pile up here for Everest. Zarnik's got four. Stoll's got three. Zuliger with a pair. They already have 18 fouls here in the second half. Messman at the line. First free throw. Rattles around and in. 38-37. Everest again by one. Messman looking to tie it up. She left another one short, and then Kronberger is going to get an over-the-back call, going for the rebound. Messman has missed three free throws here tonight, all of them short off the front of the rim. Everest will inbound it. Savannah Spies is going to come into the game for Lily Messman. So the freshman back on the floor for the Lumberjacks. And they'll set up that half-court trap again. Everest breaks it easily into the front court to Studeman. She tried to feed it down low, got it to Stoll, and then we're going to get a foul before the shot on the Lumberjacks. I believe that's going to go on Abby Thompson. It is on Thompson. That's her first. Everest will inbound it. 10:31 to play. One-point game, 38-37 Evergreens. Studeman looks to get it in and does. Riley Zuliger, now they spin it around the perimeter, left side. Studeman gets it back. She launches. Too hard, no good. Bratz pulls away the rebound. And they get it ahead long to Thompson. Ball tip goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Abby Thompson. So Lumberjacks try that long pass again. It doesn't work out. That's the 10th turnover on East. Everest gets it back. Studeman with it. Studeman, after 11 points in the first half, is 0-for-5 here in the second half. Evergreens with it outside the arc, right wing. Studeman gets it back, now left wing to Zuliger. Skip pass to Hammond, she's going to launch a three. That's off the mark, no good. Another offensive rebound put back, that's no good. And a foul called on the East, and the Evergreens will go to the line. Kronberger is going to pick up her third. And Studeman's at the line to shoot two here. And first one's up and in. Our game brought to you in part tonight by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. I-39 to exit 181 in Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Second foul shot coming here for Hannah Studeman. And that rattles around the rim and in. She got them both. 40-37, 3-point lead for Everest. They'll back off now as Bollinger brings it into the front court. Right wing to Messman, who's back in the game. Messman looks for a cutter, got it down low to Thompson, puts up a shot, and that rattles around the rim and in. She had a hand in her face that time and was able to knock it down. Abby Thompson having a nice second half here. Lumberjacks trail by one. Everest 40, East 39. Studem in front court at the elbow. Now they kick it back outside. Right wing, open three. They didn't take it. Now the ball knocked away, but Hammond comes away with it. Gives it to Studeman. Left wing to Zuliger. Kira Hammond drives in, and there's got to be... What was that? Sure looked like a travel. Instead, the Euro step gets her the basket. Kira Hammond with the hoop. Here's Thompson on the other end. She drains a long two from the elbow. 42-41, one-point game. Everest front court. Studeman with it. Crossover dribble. Messman picks her up. Gets it to Hammond again. Now bounce pass right wing. Three ball launch from out there. That's up and in for Emma Piatt. Her first shot of the game is a three-pointer. That's good. 45-41. Everest by four. Messman front court. 8:30 to play. Messman's going to shoot a three, and she drains it. All of a sudden, both teams heating up a bit. Messman for three. Once again, it's a one-point game, 45-44. He's setting up the trap in the backcourt, and this time Thompson comes away with the steal. Thompson, bounce pass to Messman, puts it up and in. Lily Messman scores off the steal, and the Lumberjacks, who haven't led for a long time, lead by one now, 46-45. Everest breaks the trap this time, gets it into the front court to Studeman. Kiara Hammond with it. Bounce pass right wing to Piatt. Double team comes. She wanted to go baseline, dribble it off her foot. They're going to say it's going to remain with the Evergreens. They say Kronberger touched it last. Looked like Piatt dribbled it off her foot, but Everest will keep it. And Studeman will inbound it here. 7:56 to play. She lofts it over the top to Kiara Hammond. It's it to Studeman. Baseline, now pass inside, intercepted by Kronberger. Thompson releases, they get her the ball, shot put up too hard, no good, but a foul, and Abby will go to the line for two here. That was the 10th turnover on the Evergreens, and Kronberger immediately threw the outlet pass to Thompson in transition, and she'll shoot two here. The foul called on Hannah Studeman, that's her second. First free throw, up and in. Thompson's got 13 points in the second half, 17 in the game now, and she'll get one more free throw. Kennedy Stoll back in the game for the Evergreens. Missed the second free throw, Everest with the rebound. Kira Hammond wanted to drive, now backs it out. Hannah Studeman. Right wing, Piatt, overplayed. Bollinger knocks it away, and Kronberger grabs the loose ball. 11th turnover. Maddie Krieger gives it off to Thompson. Thompson, right wing. To Bollinger. Now it's Bratz. And now we're getting a whistle and a timeout call. We'll take one as well. 7:03 to play here, and the Lumberjacks lead the Evergreens 47-45. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. I started Untuckit because, like a lot of other guys, I just couldn't find a shirt that looked great untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt with that just right length. We have over 50 fits for all shapes and sizes, so you can look sharp even at your most casual. Try the original Untuckit shirt at one of 85 Untuckit stores worldwide or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Use promo code WINTER for 20% off your first purchase. That's promo code WINTER.
Fox Sports Radio.
Jacks leading Everest 47-45 in this girls' matchup. East has the basketball out of the timeout. Abby Thompson has it between the circles. Maddie Krieger left wing. Now it's Bratz left wing. Bollinger. Right wing to Thompson. Now it's Krieger. Krieger left wing to Bratz. Thompson to Bollinger, right wing to Krieger. Looking for an opening inside. Not much there. Kronberger's trying to post up down low. Now it's Krieger. Bollinger's got it. Looks inside. Nothing there again. Thompson, top of the key. She's going to pull up, shoot from the elbow. Left it a little bit short. Kronberger kept it alive. Knocked out of bounds by the Evergreens. East will keep it. Thompson will inbound it here for the Lumberjacks. Looking. Gets it into Bollinger. She puts it up. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Got pushed from behind. It looked like now it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Evergreens again. Checking into the game for Everest is Paige Zarnik. She's out there with four fouls. So Thompson looks to inbound it here for the Lumberjacks. Still looking. Out on top to Bratz. She's going to catch and shoot a three from out there. Rimmed out, no good. Kronberger the rebound. Puts it up with the left hand. Missed it at the basket again. And Everest with the rebound. Back the other way they come. Lumberjacks have missed at least three layups. Maybe more tonight. Now it's steal as Everest threw it away again. Messman, stutter step dribble. Throws up a shot off the rim, up and in. Tough shot for Lily Messman. And it's 49-45. Lumberjacks by four. Everest front court, right wing, McKenna Hammond back out on top to Studeman, to the wing to Zarnik. Zarnik, skip pass, now they get it right wing, Studeman puts it on the floor, picked up her dribble now, back outside. They get it to the corner, Studeman outside, she's going to launch a three from out there, a rainbow, no, the rebound grabbed by Abby Thompson. Thompson will bring it ahead. 5:15 to play. Lumberjacks by four and with the basketball. Thompson to Lily Messman. Messman to Bratz, top of the key. Gives it off to Thompson. Abby Thompson's playing the whole game. And Jeff Walvogel told me before the game that she's a little bit under the weather as well, battling sickness, but she's been out there the whole night. Bollinger is going to launch a three from out there and hit it. Liz Bollinger, who hasn't scored in the second half, knocks down a three. And it's 52-45 Lumberjacks. East was down 9 in the first half of this game. And now they lead it by 7. Right wing. Studeman launches a 3. She answers. Splashes bottom of the net for Hannah Studeman. 52-48 Lumberjacks. Messman front court. To Thompson. Right side free throw line extended. Bratz comes off a screen to grab it out on top. Gives it to Bollinger. Kronberger at the free throw line. Feeds it to Bratz, left wing. Bratz has the ball knocked away. Now gives it to Messman. She nearly has it knocked away. Here comes the double team. Now she gets away from that. Feeds it inside. Not there. They were trying to pick a roll and didn't go. Now it comes into the hands of Bollinger. She lost it out of bounds. But last touch by the Evergreens. So East will get a reset here with 4:01 to play. Our game brought to you in part by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. East inbounds it, gets it out to Messman. Now Thompson gets it right wing, feeds a cutter. That's Bollinger, spins, puts it up, off the rim, no good. Tried to get the rebound, Everest comes away with it. Boy, oh boy, if East could finish at the rim tonight, they'd be leading by about 10. Right wing, Zarnik's got it. Now out on top, 3:41 to play. Ball knocked away for a moment, Everest maintains possession. Studeman into the hands of Kira Hammond, now right wing to Zarnik. They get a pass into Studeman in the paint. She puts it up and in. Hannah Studeman gets the hoop, and it's a two-point game. 52-50 Lumberjacks. Messman front court. Now we get a whistle, and the Lumberjacks want a timeout. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that our game is brought to you in part by Cloverbell Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. They finance fun mortgage and construction loans, too. It's Cloverbell Credit Union. Still to come tonight, the boys' matchup, which will follow this game here at the Everest Fieldhouse. And then Chris Conley will have hockey as the third part of our triple header tonight. The Evergreens taking out Wausau West at Marathon Park. Chris will have the broadcast of that in its entirety when we are done here. Thursday night, it'll be a hockey doubleheader. I'll have the Wausau East Merrill Blue Jacks taking on Stevens Point in our live game on Thursday night. That'll be followed by the Evergreens at Marshfield. And then Friday night, another triple header for you, starting with the Everest boys and girls taking on Wausau West. And then I'll have the East girls. They have a non-conference matchup at Wausau Newman on Friday night. And that'll be the third part of our triple header right here on Fox Sports Radio. Here, both of these teams trying to break losing streaks, and the Lumberjacks haven't won a conference game in years. If they could win here tonight, it would be their first win in the Valley Conference in quite some time. They lead it by 52-50. Thompson with it, out of the timeout. To Messman, double team comes, they get rid of it to Bollinger. She throws up a runner off the glass, tough shot, missed it, no good. Everest with the rebound. She had a tough angle that time and left it short. Evergreens with it, a chance to tie or take the lead. Left wing, Braylon Byler now out on top. Studeman at the free throw line, doubled, gets rid of it. They get it right wing. Zarnik back out on top. Left wing again. Now wide open, Hammond out on top, back bracket, no good. Thompson with the rebound on the miss. Thompson, bounce pass to Bollinger, takes it to the hole, too hard, no good. Got knocked down, no whistle. They play on. Everest back the other way. Studeman throws up a runner. That's up and in. And we are tied at 52. Once again, the Lumberjacks had a chance to finish at the rim and didn't. They've missed at least five layups tonight in a tie game. That is pretty big. Now Messman gets her pocket picked. 11th turnover. Everest gets the steal. That was Braylon Byler who got the steal there. And then Messman gets a reach-in foul, non-shooting foul. Everest will inbound it. 2:18 to play. Everest with a little spurt here, and they've been able to tie. And they have the basketball with a chance to take the lead. Kira Hammond into the front court, gives it off to Studeman. Now they get it to Zarnik, back to Studeman. Studeman dribbles to the free throw line, shot put up, back bracketed, no good. Long rebound though, grabbed by the Evergreen. Studeman again, that's no good. And this time the ball is loose, comes right in the hands of Kennedy Stoll, and she missed the shot. And then a foul called on Everest, and East will go to the line here in the bonus. So the Evergreens had a chance to take the lead there on an offensive rebound and couldn't do it. And now it'll be Gabby Brontz at the free throw line here on the foul called on Kira Hammond. First free throw for Brontz, rolls over the front of the rim and in. Lumberjacks regain the lead here, 53-52. And the second foul shot is up and in for Brontz. Right wing, Zarnik. Studeman, and now a reaching foul called on Abby Thompson. They had one to give. Non-shooting foul. Everest will inbound it here. Next foul will put him at the line, though, with a minute 46 to play. Lumberjacks lead by two, 54-52. Everest with it. Kira Hammond. They get it left wing. Braylon Byler now out on top. They pass up an open three there. There's Hammond with a drive. Throws up a shot off the glass, up and in for Kira Hammond. And we're tied again at 54. Messman brings it into the front court to Thompson. Double team comes. She avoids it. Feeds it inside to Brontz. The ball knocked away, and Everest lost it out of bounds. Almost a steal there. East will keep it. They had Brontz open for a moment. Didn't get her the ball quick enough. But East will keep it. And we'll inbound it here with a minute 20 to play. Thompson looks to inbound it. Still looking. Now gets it into Messman. Now out on top at Gabby Brontz. Wide open for three. Launches. Short, no good. Everest with the rebound. Couldn't get a board there. And Matt Bullis is going to take a timeout and set something up here with a minute 12 to play in a tie game. We'll keep it right here. Our game brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. Proud to welcome Dr. Adam Halverson, the area's only orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. Now accepting patients in Plover and Wausau. For more information, you can visit bonejoint.net. Big second halves for Hannah Studeman and also Kira Hammond for the Evergreens, Abby Thompson and Lily Messman for the Lumberjacks. And we sit tied here at 54. Everest led by 9 in the first half. East regained the lead for the first time since early in the game, about halfway through the second half, and now tied at 54. Everest with 12 turnovers, East with 11. And they haven't had very many here in the second half, but they've missed at least 5 layups. They've had chances in transition, haven't been able to put it away. A couple of inside passes down to the post, haven't been able to put them away, or this game wouldn't be close. Everest will inbound it out of the timeout. They get it into Kira Hammond. Hammond dribbles near the center circle. They're giving it off to Zarnik. Now they're going to hold the ball outside. They're going to try to play for one shot here to win or go home. It looks like they may want to try to do that. East is going to come out and play the ball. Hammond's got it out near the center circle. The problem is if you foul now, they go to the line. They hand the ball to Studeman. She drives in. Nice defense by Thompson. Traveling violation. Oh, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul. Oh, that's bad. The one official was going to call traveling, and it was. Instead, they call a foul on Abby Thompson. Everest caught a break right there, and Studeman's going to go to the line for a 1-1. The one official had his hands ready to signal the travel. The other official overruled him and called the foul. So Thompson gets the foul, and Studeman will shoot a 1-1 here in a tie game. First free throw, up and in. Everest has the lead, 55-54. 45.6 seconds to play. Second foul shot coming. Second free throw up and in. She got them both. Everest leading here 56-54. Lumberjacks back the other way. Messman on the dribble. Messman, stutter step. And we get a whistle and a timeout called by the Lumberjacks. They'll want to set something up here. And we'll keep it right here. Our games are brought to you tonight by ENT and Allergy Associates, now in their new location near the corner of 28th Avenue and Stewart Avenue, across from Menards in Wausau. ...56-54, Everest with the lead. Both of these teams trying to break long losing streaks. And for the Lumberjacks, not only that, they're trying to break an incredibly long losing streak in Valley Conference competition. It has been years, literally years, since East has won a conference game in the Valley. So let's see what the Lumberjacks decide to do here on this possession. Do they want to go for a two and a tie? If they get an open look from three, are they going to take it to try to take the lead? Abby Thompson has hit a couple of three-pointers tonight. Gabby Bratz has hit a three. Lily Messman has hit a three. Elizabeth Bollinger has hit two threes tonight as well. So Bratz will inbound it here, side court for the Lumberjacks. They get it into Thompson. Thompson, bounce pass to Messman, right wing. She's going to go baseline. Now kick it outside to Bratz. 32 seconds, and now an overplay and a steal. Everest gets the steal. They take it in, put it up and in. That'll be the dagger right there. Kiara Hammond with the steal out on top in the basket. 58-54. Messman stutter step dribble. Gives it outside to Bollinger. She's going to drive in, throw up a runner in the paint. Nobody to foul, and she'll go to the line. But that steal was a killer right there. 12th turnover of the game on the Lumberjacks, and they convert on the other end. 15.7 seconds to play here. It appears that Everest is going to escape with the victory here tonight and break their long losing streak. But the Lumberjacks only have themselves to blame because they missed so many shots inside. They missed at least 5 layups tonight. McKenna Hammond checks back in for the Evergreens after Paige Zarnik fouled out. That was her 5th foul. So Zarnik fouled out. Bollinger at the line to shoot two here. First one is up and in. 58-55. Everest. Second foul shot on the way. She got them both. 58-56, and now a timeout call by the Evergreens. So they want to set up this inbound play, I would imagine. With 15.7 seconds to play, Lumberjacks will have to go for the steal, and if not, commit the foul and hope that Everest misses if they want to stay alive in this game. Our games are brought to you in part by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Auto body work is competitive until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's northwest side. 12 turnovers for the Evergreens, 12 for the Lumberjacks, but none bigger than the one just a few moments ago. As the steal and the hoop for the Evergreens gave them a four-point lead. It's two now, 58-56, but Everest has the basketball. They need to inbound it cleanly against what I would imagine would be a frenzied effort by the Lumberjacks to go for the steal. It's going to be Thompson, Bratz, Maddie Krieger, Liz Bollinger, and Haley Kaler now on the floor for East. And it will be Braylon Beiler who will get the ball in for the Lumber or for the Evergreens, or try to anyway. Beiler looks to get it in. Nobody playing the inbound ball. Now they get it in, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be a foul, though, called on Gabby Bratz. And it will send Kira Hammond to the free throw line. So it will be Kira Hammond at the line to shoot a 1-1 here. 14.5 seconds remaining. And she hits it. She'll get one more. And that should ice it. 59-56, three-point game with just 14.5 seconds to play. She'll get one more. And it's up and in. So Kira Hammond with a big second half. Four-point lead for the Evergreens. Bratz front court. Bollinger, she'll launch a three. Short, no good. Thompson, the putback is up and in, but too little, too late. Everest will have to inbound it. The clock is going to run out, and that's how this game will end. The Evergreens will escape and get the victory here tonight by a score of 60-58.